Rex Ryan has entered uncharted territory. For the first time in his head coaching career, he may elect to start someone other than a healthy Mark Sanchez.
I'm definitely, you know, need a little more time to make that decision. You know, I'm comfortable and confident with all three quarterbacks. I think all three guys, well, now, you know, have proven they can win in this league with Greg at the end of the game. And then obviously Mark's history here and the way Tim has played. So,
Greg McElroy, the team's seventh-round selection in the 2011 NFL Draft, led the Jets to a 7-6 comeback victory over the visiting Cardinals in Week 13. The home faithful erupted when McElroy relieved the struggling Sanchez, and number 14 completed 5-7 for 26 yards in his first regular season appearance. His one-yard touchdown to tight end Jeff Cumberland gave the Jets all the points they would need.
With Greg, you see it every day, the kind of improvements he makes. He's a smart guy. He's, you know, grew up in, you know, under Nick Saban, who's, you know, a great coach, obviously. Whatever it is, I'm sure he's comfortable, you know, with any situation he's in.
Sanchez, who including the playoffs has started all 64 games he has appeared in, owns a 35-29 record. His completion percentage of 55 ranks 33rd this season, and he has turned the ball over 44 times since the beginning of the 2011 season. The Jets are 26th in scoring, and they have been held to 10 or fewer points in five games.
Mark Sanchez won a lot of football games for this franchise and has had, you know, some big games for us and has been a good player for us.
Tim Tebow was not active against the Cardinals and is working his way back from a rib injury. Who will start on Sunday for the green and white?
A lot of decisions you make as coaches that are tough decisions, but a lot of times they're easy decisions if you always put the three priorities, as you guys know, the team, and the team. I think when you do that, the decision's sometimes easier.